Homer Leisha is Kadshili Bitmara Zo. His Kadshili Bizo. So it sounds very specific. We can't be doing addition here. Bizo, uvizo, uvizo. It's like you have a conjunctive of. So seems straightforward. And now we come to a curveball. Haiso chalas rishona rishona ena mikudashas ad sheheva achas mehen shavaput. So this is sort of like a hanging preposition in the Mishnah. Well, what case were we talking about? Did you say to her bitmara zo? Did you say to her bizo bizo bizo? It's very hard to know. So the Gemara is going to have a lot of work to do to figure that out. Now, a related question that we're going to have to ask is, should it really matter? As maybe she got plenty of hana already. She ate all of these things. Ochelas rishona rishona. So why is it ena mekudeshes? I don't know, right? You add them up. She ate pruta's worth. She ate five tamarin. Right? So even if the person said that they only intended this one, maybe she benefited across the board. So the Gemara is going to struggle with that. Okay, so first of all, the Gemara says, Man Tana Hiskachi Hiskachi. Who's the one who says that Hiskachi is really two distinct statements, right? Hiskachi li bitmara zo, Hiskachi li bitmara zo. That it separates the statements out and it relates to each chafza and its own individual plenum. So that takes us back to Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, where we had the sugya of when a person who's kofer denies having a pikadon is chayav shvua. So you go back to Mem Dalet Amud Aleph for just a moment, where the lines elongate. Two lines down. Ha'omer li'isha hiskachli b'tmar zo, hiskachli b'zo. V'aminan man tana hiskachi v'hiskachi. Who considers these to be distinct statements? Amar Rabbi Rabbi Shimoni. Da'amar ha'chi yomar shvua l'chol echad v'echad. That he has to say b'lashon shvua to each and every one of them. Right? That we're not going to combine various statements. He has to say Shvua l'chol echad ve'echad. Okay. So that's a sheet of Rabbi Shimon. So then we have the question with respect to Haiso Chalas. So Gemara says Ayah. So what are we talking about? Ilei Ma'resha. We go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. He's kad shili b'tmar zo. He's kad shili b'zo. If that's what we're talking about, she's eating them. Ma'ir yo'chalas. Afilu manachas nami. Who cares about whether she's eating it? Does kachli bezo kama? Right. He said this one. So who cares what she does with it? This one has to have a shavapruta. She could hold on to it. She could eat it. What does that matter? So it's more likely to be the seifa. Seifa meaning bezo, bezo, bezo. So he's trying to make some kind of a conjunctive statement. And the challenge is that she's eating these things along the way. If it no longer exists in the same form anymore, she's ingested it. So can it combine? That would be the logical question. Let's say, so we must be dealing with that case. Okay. V'afilu b'kamaisa. So Rashi says, V'afilu arishono shniya shavapruta, avol pi shein b'achrono shavapruta, mekudeshes. So we should assume that no matter which one of the tamarim had a shavapruta, that should be sufficient. So now the Gemara challenges in such a way that causes the Gemara to reconsider all of his assumptions. You have to take this a little slow. Gemara says, "Vaha milvahi," but should that really be so? Shouldn't we rather relate to it as a milva? Take a look at Rashi. Kevan de kiddushin lo nigmaru, ad shetakablim kulam. Right, the formulation, the seifa is, right, etan bizo, uvizo, uvizo. That we're trying to do some kind of conjunctive act. So you're not assessing it at each stage. And so now this leads to a fascinating possibility. If you're not assessing it at the intermediate stage, you're waiting till this conjunctive act is over. So if there's some process of destruction along the way, that raises the possibility that even if you had stopped, you would have been okay, but right, you sort of went too far. Because she is consuming these things as they go along. You can't count it towards the Kiddushin. So Rabbi Yochanan throws his hands up. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Arei Shulchan, Arei Basar, V'Harei Sakin, V'Ein Lanu Lecho. You don't know what to do. There's the Mishnah is here, and we're at a loss to try to interpret. You know, it's a little bit of a witticism here because we're obviously talking about a Tamara and consuming a Tamara. He says we're a little bit lost, okay? So we go to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, Eretz Yisrael, they're confused to go to Bavel. So Rabbi Shmuel, Emri Tarvayu, La'olam HaReisha. We're talking about the case of the Reisha, meaning it's B'Tamara Zo, this distinct one. V'lo mi baya kamer, lo mi baya menachas, yikashava proteini lo lo. Avalocheles, you might have thought, ho'ol mikrava hanayasa, ema gemara, makni nafsha, that it doesn't matter if there's really a Shavaputa. But the fact is, right, this is something that many of us discussed at length during the years. It's like a kiddushei hana, that who cares if it has a Shavaputa. So kamash malon, that we would still insist on Shavaputa, even if, in many respects, this is a much more direct form of hana. Okay. Eitan, did we lose you there, or that was okay?
No, I was here. I'm sorry,
everybody. Oh, no, okay,
my
good.
My phone's
tiny. Okay, no. Okay, very good. Okay, so Reb Ami Omar, you have to remember these shitas because they'll come up at the end of the sukkah. Yeah? Reb Ami Omar la'ola ma'seifa. So rather, we're going to the case of bezo. Umay achi be'achas mehen shavaputa. Achi he be'achrona shavaputa. What's really being referenced here is that the last one is the one that counts. Interesting. So I'm a rabbi, if so, Shema Minam, the rabbi is tlas. Shema Minam, Mekadesh, Milva, Eina Mekudashes, right? Because he seems to take the criticism of Gemara very seriously. Shema Minam, Mekadesh, Milva, Pruta, Daita, Pruta, that we disregard the Pruta, we go to the Achrona, it must be relating to that. Shema Minam, Mos, Ba'alma, Chozrim, that if the Kiddushin fails, we don't say that it's a Matana, but the money goes back. Okay, so we have to interrogate these things one by one. Itmar, Amikadish Achosa, Rav Amar Moos Chosrim. It's obviously no Kiddushin, it's an Isser Kares. Shmuel Amar Moos Matana. Shmuel says that in this situation, the money is considered to be a gift. Rav Amar Moos Chosrim. But they actually in Kiddushin Tovsin Bachosa. Person knows that this is absurd, right? We say it's even an idiom in learning, right? That we should know something as well as you know that Achosa is, you know, Osir to you. So everybody knows that. So it must be that, you know, he's using this language, but really, he wants her to hold on to it. Gamar v'nasin l'shum pikadon. So he says it's a very strange way of giving somebody a pikadon. V'leim l'shum pikadon. So what's all this, you know, what's all this distraction about? So Savar lo mekabla is concerned that she wouldn't accept it. She might like the idea. I don't know, maybe she'd be amused. Maybe she would, you know, say, all right, you know, I see that you have good intentions. Shmuel Savar Moos Matana, the Mudeash and Kiddushin Tovsin Bachoso. He's giving her tzedakah. V'gamar v'nas shumatana, v'nemla shumatana. So Shmuel seems to have a better rationale. Savar Ksiva La Milsa. He doesn't want to embarrass her. He doesn't want to say to her, you know, here, sister, you know, you're on the take from me. So he puts it in, you know, euphemistic language. That, I think, you know, everybody could, on some level, relate to a little bit more naturally. Okay, so take a look in the Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Zechio Matana. Maybe a little bit of a surprise. Hamikadesh Achoso Hamos Matana Adam Yodesh and Kiddushin Tov Sin Barayos Ve'ein Zetoa Elogamar V'nasan L'shem Matana. So why do I say that it's, you know, maybe a little bit interesting, it's a little bit surprising? What's interesting about this? Eitan, what's that? Gabi, go ahead.
Why would it not be Hilchos
Ishos? Oh! Oh! You're saying well. So Gabi said, why isn't it in Hilchos Ishos? Good! Put that together. Take that half a step further.
I would say, maybe I'm just jumping to the conclusion, but Rambam would assume it's obvious that people know. I mean, he states that explicitly. So this is obviously a matana.
Maybe it's a bikadam. Maybe we should pass skin like Rav. So what am I dwelling on? Gabi, you had the observation. The Rambam Paskin is Zechiyu Matana. The Magid Mishnah comments on this Rambam. He makes a very good point. He says, yeah, the Rambam Paskin is like Shmuel. So we always say the Halacha Kirav Bisure, and then Shmuel, Dine, and Dine Mamanos. So the Rambam clearly conceptualized this as the Machokas and Mamanos. That was the Chiddush. So that's why it's in Zechiyu Matana. Gabi, you made the right observation. You just had to connect it. Okay, the Magid Mishnah points it out. So Masiv Ravina, Hamafrish Chalaso Kemach. Everybody knows that Afrash Chala is Reishas Ariso Sechem. It's not from flour; it's from dough. So you jump the gun. Eino Chala VeGezel BeYad Kohen. The Gemara says, "Really? Amai Gezel BeYad Kohen? Imatam Yodeya Shein Mafrish Chala Kemach VeNasal LaShem Matana? Why can't you say Shmuel? So Shani Hasam the Nafak Churva Mina. It's going to be a disaster." What's such a disaster? You gave chal a little bit early. So zimnin disla the kohen pachos mechamba shrivim kemach. He has less the amount that's mechuyiv in chalo, and he'll mix in the flour. V'hai alish le'vahadi adade. V'kasavar, and the kohen will wrongly conclude niskina isaso. He said, I don't have to be mafresh chalo because chalo was already hufrash, because part of this flour was already separated out l'shem chalo. V'asi the mechal b'tivla. And he's going to make a terrible mistake. But it doesn't have a shame challah to it. And he's going to eat tevel. Right? Even kohanim are asur in tevel. You have to first do hafresh trumos and maestros. V'amar, but wait a second. Adam yodeya, shein mafrish and challah kemach. So Gemara says, yodeya ve'enu yodeya. Yodeya, shein mafrish challah kemach. But the Kohen doesn't know why that is. Ve'enu yodeya. Desavar taimayu ma'ay mishum tircha de Kohen. The Kohen imagines himself, oh, why did the Torah say, the priest is in London, why did the Torah say that you have to give the Kohen not from the flour but from the dough? Is they didn't want you to, you know, make the Kohen work too hard. He's already working in the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, but look, you know, I'm ochel on that. So, you know, he's Dorish time of the Kra, and he ends up eating Tavel. All right, Yodea ve'eno Yodea. He thought that, you know, the Torah was trying to do him a favor. Okay, so v'dihavi truma v'lo socholat sheyotzi lechal mimakom acher. So why does he have to give it back? Why can't we just say he should be mafresh mimakom acher? Milo tznan mina nakov al sheno nakov truma v'lo socholat sheyotzi la truma umaiser mimakom acher. So the Gemara responds v'trei mani tzayis b'chad mana lo tzayis. So I think I explain the case a little bit. So you have an atzitz nakov and an atzitz sheno nakov. So you have a potted plant. So if it's nakov, there's a hole in it. This is a beautiful piece of Moshe Soloveitchik. Has a what's its status? If it's really kikarka, it's not kikarka. But either way, there's at least a chi of the rabbanon to be mafresh trumos and rice. So atzitz sheno nakov. So then there's no obligation whatsoever because it's not connected at all to the ground. So what the Gemara is saying is, mitre mane, in that situation, everybody realizes, wait a second, there is no hafreshes trumos and maestros from something which is very fundamentally pater al achiv, right? It's one thing to say, shalom in amukaf, that you can be mafresh trumos and maestros when things aren't right next to each other. But you can't possibly be mafresh trumos and maestros from things that aren't chayiv and trumos and maestros. So everybody can look at and realize that an atzitz nakov and an atzitz sheno nakov are two very different things. But here, what we call b'chad money, to tell the Kohen, he says, oh, you know, that guy, it's the same flour is in here. The only question is whether it's kneaded into dough. So is the Kohen going to really buy it? And he say, look, the guy was mafresh this, you know, to me. So, you know, come on, Rabbi, you're telling me that I have to go back and do it again? So that's, you know, the Gemara is chashash. Bechad mana lo tzoyis. Rabbi Yisema, don't be so cynical. Le'olam kohen meitzasayis. The kohanim are zrizim. The kohanim are observant. They're going to listen. Ve'kasavar. But the chashash is the other direction. The chashash is not on the kohen. It's on the Yisrael. Balabayis niskana yisaso. 1 second. My father keeps on calling. Sorry about that. Okay. So the Yisrael is going to think that he really was mafresh chala. So Gemara says, wait a second, did you just tell me that everybody knows this halacha? That everybody knows. The pasuk says, that's a category we say, even the tzedukim don't make such a mistake. So we say, yodea, they don't yodea. They know, but they don't really know. Yodea, shen mafrishin chala kemach, vein yodea, this every time am I, mishum tircha de kohen. And the guy thinks to himself, Tircha de Kohen, Kibla Alei. He says, the Torah really just wants me to give a certain amount of flour to the Kohen. But, you know, they want to be nice to the Kohen. So it told me to, you know, that I should be the one to knead it. But really, if I give him the flour and he accepts it, all right, so he took a little bit more responsibility on himself. So I took care of my Avashas Chala, and I'm not Chayef Misa B'dei Shammai. You are Chayef Misa B'dei Shammai. Okay. So the Gemara says, but still, why do we have to say that this case is a case where retraction is necessary? You have to give everything back. So Okimna, the Gemara says, we already answered that. Betray money, tzayis, bechad money, lo tzayis. Velo tzayis, is it really true that he's not going to listen? Ve'atznan, toreim kishos, v'nimtza mara, avatiach, v'nimtza saruach. So a person who's separating truma, and he finds out that it's spoiled, or let's say it's a melon, and it's rotten. So truma, v'yachzer v'yitrum. In that situation, all you have to do, we're not going to say that a person can't take a second crack at it. So why not here make the same claim and say, all right, so we'll just remind him that he has to be mafresh chal again. Why do we say it's gezel biad kohen? So shiny hasam did the raisa truma mal yehumi the rabbi ulai dem rabbi ulai minayin l'tarim min arol yafesh truma so truma shenamar v'lo sisu alav chet v'arim chemes chalbo im eno kadosh. That even if a person is mafresh from a place which is ra, in other words, that it's saruach, that it's rotten, or it's mara, so on a del raisa level, that's really valid. So, okay, so we made a person go back and take truma, you know, min hayafa, that's the appropriate way to do it, but we were playing a little bit with house money, because there's no way we were going to come to tevel del raisa. Here, we could really come to tevel del raisa, so we established that amafresh chalakemach, we're going to consider it gezel biad kohen, and that it has to be, the whole transaction has to be reversed. Okay, very good. So we came to this, all by the way, of Mos ba'alma chozrim, but now we're going to have to return to our discussion regarding Mekadesh v'milva, and Daita Pruta, and the fundamental discussion that we had before, Rav and Shmuel and Rav Ami, what was the case of Ochela? So Amar Rava. Back to our main program. Lo shanu al da amrla bezo, uvezo, uvezo. Of al amrla be'elo, a new case, right? The case of the resha was bezo, tamarzo. The case of the seifa was bezo, bezo, bezo. Now we have be'elo. Okay, so what do you do with that? Amrla be'elo afilo ocheles, nami mikudeshes, ki ka'achla midenafsha ka'achla. When she eats it, she's really eating that which is already hers. What did the trick? Because you used a different word. Be'elu. Be'elu means it's a conjunctive process which begins from the very beginning. Bezo, bezo, bezo. Right, what we had there is that you had to wait until the end. That was what Rashi commented before, as we saw. So Tani Kavase de Rava, it's going to be a very long proof. He's kachi li be'alon be'rimon uve egos. Oh, or alternatively, shamar la hiskach li be'elu, please pay attention to that, oh. Im yesh b'chulan shevabruta mekudashes, v'im lav eno mekudashes. So it seems straightforward that in both cases, you're able to aggregate to the different parts. Be'elu, or you name them, ba'alon b'rimon uve'egos. Bezo, ubezo, ubezo, im yesh b'chulam shevabruta mekudashes, v'im lav eno mekudashes. Bizo nitalto v'achalto. Bizo nitalto v'achalto. Right, she's taking and eating it as a go. V'od bizo, v'od bizo, Eina mekudeshes, ad she be'achas mehen shava pruta. There we say that you need a shava pruta in one of them. So hi be'alon be'rimon be'egos hechidami. So what's our case? E lema de amarla o be'alon, o be'rimon, o be'egos. Im yesh be'chulan shava pruta mekudeshes. That can't possibly be. Be'ha'okamar. So you clearly in that case separated them. The elas, or rather we'll say, bi alone, uverimon, uve egos. So isn't that just a fancy way of saying, hainu bizo, bizo, bizo? El alav, so we have to tweak our case. This is going to be the raya for Rava. De amrla bi elu. So Gemara says, wait a second, that can't be. Hami diktani seifa, oh, shamrla, he's kachli bi elu. Remember there were two alternatives? The first one was bi alone, bi rimon, uve egos. And then it said, oh, shamrla, he's kachli be'elu. It was either or. So you can't say that the resha is actually a case of elu. Hamid k'tani seva, oh, shamrla, he's kachli be'elu. Michlal de resha, la be'elu askinon. So the Gemara responds, peirushe kamefarish. We're explaining what happened. So let's take it carefully. He's kachli ba'alon derimon be'egos ketzad. Kigon de amrla, he's kachli be'elu. What you're really doing is you're saying all of these. Uktani Seifa. And then, the Brisa later stated, Bizo. She said Bizo, and then she takes it. Nitalaso v'achalaso. Im yesh v'achs v'shever putim mikudash v'lav v'na mikudashes. V'ilu reisha lo kamaflik v'no cheles amanachas. But in the reisha, it didn't make any difference. Shmamina. Kol hecha da'amr la be'elu ki ka'achla minafsha ka'achla. It's an elaborate proof, but it makes a lot of sense. Shmamina. So if you say be'elu, it means from the very beginning, you are transacting these elements to her, and if she eats them along the way, it makes no difference, because deka'achla midenafsha ka'achla. She's just eating that which is hers, but we're adding it up as we go. Okay, fascinating. So the Gemara says, Hani chalaman de'amar aseifa kai. This makes a lot of sense according to the view on Mem Vav and Aleph. Let's just go back for a second. We said that the case of our Mishnah was Haisa Ocheles Rishona Rishona Eina Mekudeshes was talking about the Seifa of Bizo Ubizo Bizo as opposed to Be'elu, right? And that was the view of Rabbi Ami. Remember, six lines in the bottom. Rabbi Amar Amar Le'olam HaSeifa. Umayat Sheheba Achas Man Sheva Pruta Sheheba Achrona Sheva Pruta. Because this works beautifully according to Rabbi Ami. Right? That Bizo, Bizo, Bizo is not the same as Be'elu. That's what our Brisa just said. Okay? So Hachanami Ad Sheheba Achrona Sheva Pruta L'Ravu Shmuel De'imri Tarvayu Areshakai. But according to Rav and Shmuel, who said the case of Ocheles in our Mishnah was only talking about Bitimara Zo, that would imply Bizo, 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 she could actually be eating. Right? So let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, this is halfway down of Hanicha, El Ravu Shmuel, Deimri Ba'achas, Afilu Achadim Ikamai Sanami, Amar, that it doesn't have to necessarily be the last one. Could be any of them along the way. V'aprata dehiskachi hiskachi kai, v'ocheles itztri chalei. Hai ba'achas debraisa hechi mitritzi. What is it going to be talking about? Ha b'hach braisa lotana shum prata. Deha b'zo u'v'zo u'v'zo klala chashivlo. Right? That we consider that to be one aggregate, one claw. The kol shekein hecha diktani v'od bizo, od bizo, v'od bizo. You make it even more explicit than we're aggregating today, them together. Uktani gabe ocheles ad sheyehe be'achas mehen. Right? They said that it's talking about the ratio that has to be be'achas mehen is a shavah pruta. And we're clearly dealing with cases of aggregations. V'ya kamaisa. As we said, so the Gemara says, you have to associate their position with the sheet of Rabbi Huda Anasi by Pigul. Hamani Rabbihi. De Amar Loshna Kizayas Kizayas, Veloshna Kizayas Ukizayas Pratahavi. Okay, so we know, let's give a little bit of background. And when it comes to Pigul, what is the absolute criterion to render something Pigul? Pigul means that I have a machshava of, let's say, being ochel, this kachim, chutzazman. So for me to actually be chayiv mishum pigul, I have to do everything else absolutely correct. Right? That's the tnai for me to effectuate pigul. Pigul hu lo yiratzeh, the pasuk says, only because pigul hu, but not because there's any kind of other psul. So Rabbi Yehuda Anasi has a shita. If you take a look at the Rashi, Hachi Garsina Mani Rebihi, Demeloshta Kizayas Kizayas, Loshta Kizayas Ukizayas Pratahavi. So if you take a look at the end of that Rashi, explains what Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is talking about. V'hach the Rabbi Bizvachim Perik Beis, B'mechashev B'shchitas HaZevach, so you're having a Machshava Zara, Bein Sheshachar Almanas Lechol Kizayas Limachar, and Kizayas Lachutz, but you don't have a conjunctive of. It says Kizayas Lamachar, Kizayas Bachutz. So you have two problems. Kizayas Lamachar, meaning Chutz Lazman, and Kizayas Bachutz, meaning Chutz Lamachum, outside the Beis HaMikdash. Bein Sha'amar, Kizayas Lamachar, U Kizayas Bachutz. Whether or not you have that Vav, Hevi Lahu, Shtei Machshavos. We consider them to be two completely distinct Machshavos. And therefore, we relate to them as two distinct violations. One is chutz l'makom, the other is chutz l'zman. You can't combine them and just say, oh, it's one violation. A guy was thinking about eating two kizesim chutz l'makom, or two kizesim chutz l'zman. In other words, what we're suggesting is that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's view by Pigul, in a sense, is what their view is here, the view of Rav and Shmuel. That whether or not one had the conjunctive of doesn't make a difference. Ultimately, these are two completely distinct statements. In which case, what does it all come down to? Whether or not a specific Tamara has a Shava Pruta or not. You're breaking up each statement. Just like Rebbe says, it's Shtei Machshavos. Ah, you'll tell me there's a conjunctive of? He doesn't care. So they're saying a similar thing here. So Rav and Shmuel, Dimri Tervayo, Reshakai V'Ochelas, Yitzri Chalei. So that is the Chiddush of Rav and Shmuel, that for there to be Kiddushin in such a case, one of them would have had to have been, at the time, literally a Shavit Pruta. Otherwise, you're back into the problem of Milva Gaba, right? That you can't aggregate it in saying, Bizo, 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 is simply not going to help you. Okay, very good. So let's just review some of the important principles that we saw. So the first thing that we saw is the Havamina that you might not need a Shavapruta in a situation of Mikarva Hanayasa. Maybe you waive a Shavapruta. So that's, again, part of our very broad discussion of Kiddushei Hana. When we have the statement of Rabbi Ami, we take Lahalacha, and Mikadesh Milva Eina Mikudashas. Okay? We have a principle in Halacha, Milva Lahotza Nisna. Okay? So a loan is a very important asset, but we don't consider it to be a tangible asset. It's a fungible asset, right? That's the way everybody goes through this at some point. But, you know, like you're a kid, you think your parents put money in the bank, somebody sticks it in the drawer, right? And then they, you know, they put a, they have your name on it, Mermelstein, okay? They take it out, and that's not how it works, okay? That's why you have the FDIC to insure up to $100,000, because there is no drawer. At some point, we all come to realize it. So, Kadesh Milvein and Mekudashas. That's number one. Okay, if you do Mekadesh Milva Pruta, the Daita Pruta, that we can separate out. And then we dealt extensively the case of Moz Chosros. We actually paskin like Shmuel, not like Rav. The Raya L'Davar is that it's an Hilchos Chiyo Matan, it's an Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam conceptualized it not as a din in Isurim, but as a din in Mamonos. Then we said, a very fascinating case, a person who is Mafresh Chala Kemach. We say consider it Gezel Biad Kohen, even though everybody really knows it's not Chala, but the Chashash Tevil is so severe that we're just going to say, we don't want to deal with this altogether. So then we came back and we said, Be'elu, if you actually use that expression, Be'elu is very helpful, because what it does is it says, from the very beginning, I'm transferring these to you, And so if she eats it, she eats her things, and that can add up. But if you don't do that, so then we said, you know, it's a big problem. And according to Rav and Shmuel, even if you use conjunctive terminology, bizo, it's like the Shita of Rabbi by Pigel. I don't care if you said Kezias, or Kezias, who Kezias. These are Shtei Machshavos, and we're going to separate it out the two. It's considered to be distinct, so that's what Rav and Shmuel ultimately, you know, have to say about this. Okay, so I'll hold it up here. I think they're going to dive in Maariv in a second, and we'll continue from the two dots. Shkoach, guys.
Have a good Shabbos, Rabbi.
Have a great Shabbos, Eitan.